course. We continue to worry about a lot of things, but we certainly worry about any place where there's congregate living. We worry about nursing homes. We worry about our prisons. I want to give you a little update in regard to our prisons. I told you on Monday that one inmate with COVID-19 died at the Pickaway Correctional Institution. Sadly, we now have two more inmates who have died at that facility. They're listed as probable cause by COVID-19. We're waiting on confirmation tests in regard to that. Our team has been working on different strategies to create more room for social distancing within our state prison. The director and I had a call about this morning. We involved Ohio State University, who are giving us very significant help, and I want to publicly thank them for the help that they're supplying. Last week, under an overcrowding statute that has been on the books for some time in Ohio, we alerted the Correctional Institution Inspection Committee about the overcrowding and advised them of our intent to release certain inmates who are ready for release in the next 90 days. We set forth criteria that I determined for those who we would consider for early release. So we started with everyone who's going to be released anyway in the next 90 days. Then we eliminated sex offenders, homicide-related offenses, kidnapping, abduction, ethnic intimidation, terrorist threats, and domestic violence. We also screened out those who had been denied judicial release in the past, any who have prior incarcerations in Ohio, anyone who has an interstate offender or who have warrants or detainers on them, and those who have serious prison rule violations in the last 5 years. Yesterday, the Correction Inspection Committee agreed with our limited overcrowding determination and recommended the early release of the inmates who fit that specific criteria. Earlier today, I approved the early release of 105 inmates under that section of the Ohio Revised Code. Again, they are people who qualified for early release because they had only 90 days or less until they were released anyway, and they were individuals who did not fall within the list of criteria I just listed where we did not feel comfortable in releasing them early. The director has advised me that each of the inmates being released will in fact be tested to determine whether or not they have COVID-19, and appropriate action will be taken in regard to those results. Let me add one other thing. I've authorized our prison system and the director to continue to use this criteria every day. Of course, more people enter the list of people who are within 90 days of being released. And I've instructed the director to screen out those who do not qualify because of the severity of their charge, conviction. And so this process will continue. So we would expect to continue to release prisoners, this specific group of prisoners, those who have 90 days or less. When someone enters that 90-day period of time, we will look at that individual to see whether they qualify, and then we intend to move forward with those releases. Let me also add some additional news. The prison system population fluctuates every day. People are released every day, people come in. The prison sets the Tuesday just as a date to report. So every Tuesday they report the number of prison inmates because the day-to-day average just fluctuates all over the place. But they report one day, and that day is Tuesday. We have seen our population in prison drop by 311 inmates. We want to thank the local judges for the actions that they are taking. This has resulted in a drastic reduction in the number of inmates being sent to our state prisons and does allow us more room for the social distancing. We would expect those numbers to continue. Within the last 3 weeks, I think the director has told me that total number, our population, has gone down by about 500. And that is independent of the individuals that I just announced were being released. Let me talk about one final thing. Early this morning,